I will call this hearing to order. We will begin the hearing in dockets TC 14-088, TC 14-089, TC 14-090 in the matters of the failures of Comtech 21 LLC, Momentum Telecom Inc., and Telecare Inc. to timely pay the gross receipts tax. The time is approximately 8:45 a.m. The date is January 16th, 2015, and the location of the hearing is Room 413 of the State Capitol Building. I'm Chris Nelson, Vice Chairman. Commissioner Christy Feagin is also present, and Commissioner Chairman Gary Hansen is present by teleconference. I'm presiding over this hearing. This hearing was noticed pursuant to the Commission's orders for notices of show cause hearings issued on December 12, 2014. The issue at this hearing is whether the Commission shall suspend or revoke any of the company's certificates of authority, assess a civil fine against any of the companies, institute collection proceedings against any of the companies for failure to timely pay gross receipts tax, and or proceed under SDCL 49-31-38.2 or 49-31-38.3 to stop any of the companies from transacting any future business in South Dakota or take any other enforcement actions against any of the companies allowed by law. All parties have the right to be present and to be represented by an attorney. All persons testifying will be sworn in and subject to cross-examination by the parties. The Commission's final decision may be appealed by the parties to the State Circuit Court and the State Supreme Court. Is there anyone present or on the line representing any of the companies? Hearing and seeing none, I will at this point then allow Commission staff to proceed. And Ms. Edwards, I understand you are handling things today.
Yes, thank you. Kristen Edwards for staff. Staff calls its first witness, Cindy Chemnitz.
Ms. Chemnitz, if you would raise your right hand and repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Ms. Chemnitz, will you please state your name for the record?
Cindy Chemnitz.
And where are you employed?
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission.
What duties does your job entail?
I'm the finance manager for the commission, which includes collecting the gross receipt tax.
And turning your attention to what has been marked for identification purposes as staff's amended Exhibit 1. Do you have that with you?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any further amendments to amended Exhibit 1?
No, I don't.
Could you please describe what this exhibit represents?
This exhibit represents the companies that were sent and received notice of the hearing for failure to pay their calendar year 13 gross receipts tax.
Thank you. And at this point, I would request that staff's amended Exhibit 1 be admitted, and I have copies if anybody needs it. Thank you.
I will admit it.
Thank you. Referring to amended Exhibit 1, were orders to show cause and notice of hearing sent to those companies because they conduct business in South Dakota as a telecommunications company and they have failed to timely pay their gross receipts tax?
Yes. As for the Legacy Long Distance International, an order to show cause was not sent to them because they did pay the late penalty fee prior to the docket being opened or the show cause order being issued.
On what date was the order to show cause signed by the commission?
December 12, 2014.
On what date was the order sent to the companies listed on the exhibit?
December 12, 2014.
How were these companies notified of the proceeding today?
They were notified by certified mail and email.
Did the commission establish a rate and assess the tax authorized in SDCL 49-1A-3?
Yes, and that was on April 21st, 2014.
Thank you. How were the companies notified of the gross receipts tax rate and assessment?
Invoices were sent via email on May 1st, August 18th, and September 15th.
Did the companies listed on the exhibit pay the assessed gross receipts tax due under SDCL 49-1A-5 by July 15th, 2014?
No.
Thank you. And what is your recommendation today?
I would recommend that we revoke Telecare Inc.'s certificate authority in TC 14090 and dismiss Legacy Long Distance International, Comtech 21 LLC, and Momentum Telecom Inc. due to these companies paying their gross receipts tax and penalty for 2013.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. At this point, any questions from the commission? Is there a motion? Commissioner Feagin.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we revoke the COA of Telecare Incorporated and dismiss Comtech, Legacy Long Distance, and Momentum Telecom.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing.
I appreciate the staff working on this, and that's it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Is there any further business to come before this particular hearing? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.